Hi there, it's Hallie Crawford, career coach extraordinaire. This audio is the three critical keys to navigating your career transition from HallieCrawford.com. Thanks for checking it out and listening. And feel free to share this audio with your friends, family, and any fellow career seekers who you think could benefit from it. The more people I can help, the better. As you know, I'm all about helping you find a career you love, so let's dive right in. First, I've got some good news and I've got some bad news. What do you want to hear first? Let's start with the bad news and end on a good note, shall we? So the bad news is that career transition is tough. It's tough for everybody. Our jobs mean a lot to us. They pay our bills. And they can be a big part of our identity, right? So making a change in this area can be stressful and intimidating for people, for anybody. But here's the good news. You can make a career transition to a new job successfully and smoothly if you just put your mind to it, make a solid action plan, and stay committed. Even better, you can make a career transition to a job you love by following these critical keys I'm going to give you today. These three keys were the biggest things that helped me make my transition to a job that I love. Now listen, I know this can sound like it's easier said than done. And I know that because I was in your shoes. I had five different jobs before I identified my ideal career as a coach. Plus, I made a career transition from one industry to a completely different one. They were completely different fields. I went from being a marketing and communications expert at a university to a career coach. Pretty different, right? So I want you to know I understand how this works. And I want you to know it is possible to change to another field or industry, even if it seems like it's impossible. I did it, and you can too. Okay? Okay, let's jump into the three keys. These are the three keys that helped me transition into a career that I love, into being a career coach. Key number one is dream first and dream big. This is also a critical key to identifying your ideal career path in the first place. When you're ready to make the transition and you've identified your ideal career, dreaming first and dreaming big come into play again. Why is it important to dream first? Why would I say that? Because the best laid plans always start with a dream you can trim and shape later to fit your real life situation. Dreaming first will help you stay outside the box and think creatively about your career change and how to implement each step you need to take. Dream first and get practical later. Doing this will help you think of every possible way to make your ideal career a reality. So tap into those fantasies about the ideal career for you, and then use those insights into yourself to create a workable plan for the future. Spend some quality time brainstorming ideas about how to make your dream career a reality. Give yourself a set time frame where you'll only come up with ideas, no editing or critiquing them yet. This is important because one idea can lead to another, which can lead to another. The process builds upon itself. So, for example, if your dream is to open your own restaurant, you can think of multiple ways to begin, like finding a partner who's experienced in the business, purchasing a franchise, starting small by opening a small cafe around the corner from you, or doing something out of your home. You could even get a job as a manager at an existing restaurant for a year to learn the ropes while you're making your plans for your own place. If you dream first and allow yourself to think out of the box, you will start to imagine multiple ways you could succeed. While you're dreaming first, be sure to dream big as well. Really dream big. Don't play small here. One way to dream big is to use the technique of visualization to imagine how you want your transition to unfold. Australian psychologist Alan Richardson performed an experiment in which he demonstrated that athletes who visualized success every day for 20 minutes enhanced their performance by 23%. You can do the same thing with your career transition. to help you remain focused, motivated, and on track. So envision how you want your transition to unfold. Visualize the pieces you want to have in place to make it happen and see all the players you need to support you along the way. And keep in mind that there are many ways to make a transition into a new career. People often think the only way is to quit my current job and start the new one, right? And that's not so. That's not necessarily the case. And it actually doesn't happen that way very often. There's lots of ways to make a transition, like going back to school full-time, going to school at night or online part-time, cutting back on your current hours at your existing job, asking for flex time, finding a part-time job, volunteering or serving on a board to get some more experience in a specific industry, finding a mentor to learn the ropes. These are all great examples of things you can do to transition into your ideal career. Here's what I did, an example from my experience. When I was thinking about becoming a career coach, I realized there were lots of ways to be a coach. I could start my own business, which is what I chose to do, but I could also work inside a big company like IBM. I could work as a consultant at a small consulting firm or a larger one. I could work in HR, do social work, or be part of a therapist's office. There can be lots of ways to pursue your dream. Let's move on to key number two. Set specific, tangible, and measurable goals. So key number two is set specific, tangible, and measurable goals. After you've done your dreaming, it's time to set your goals for your transition. Make sure that your goals are specific, tangible, and measurable. For example, don't just say, I want to find a new job by next year. That's much too vague. Define exactly what type of job you're looking for. What's the job title? What's the salary you want? What kind of companies are you considering applying to? And set a specific time frame for when you want to land a new job. Include the month and the year. If it doesn't happen in that time frame, it's okay. The point is, the more specific you are, the more likely you are to achieve your goal. And by the way, if you don't know what your ideal career is or what job you're looking for, remember that's what I specialize in. So visit my website at HallieCrawford.com for more information on my products and services. Now, as you're setting your goals, keep in mind that they can be very long-term, and that's okay. My career transition, starting with when I decided I wanted to be a coach, to actually starting my own business, going to back to school to learn to be a coach, and becoming certified, all told, it was about 4 years. So don't get caught up in thinking you have to do this all at once. Make sure your goals are realistic, given everything else you have going on in your life. One important note about goals. As you move past obstacles in your career path and graduate to the next steps, you may be forced to do some goal rewriting. Know that this is okay. It's a natural part of the process because you have to be flexible and you can change your goals as needed. You're in charge. And here's a bonus tip about setting goals. Establish a goal and plan to remain financially stable during your transition. It is vitally important to maintain a positive attitude and take care of your bills while you're in transition. If you need more information on how to remain financially stable during your career change or any other critical success factors, visit my online store and check out my career transition tips book called Flying Solo. Initial goal setting is a must, guys. Don't skim over this practical process. Without it, you may wander aimlessly, merely wishing and hoping for something better instead of moving on with your career transition and actually getting what you want. Set specific, tangible, and measurable goals. Key number three, build your career transition dream team. Build your dream team. It is vitally important to have a support network during career transition. People who have support with their goals do better 100% of the time. Why do you think Weight Watchers groups exist? It's because they work. So set up your career transition dream team right away. Start by identifying what kind of support you need the most to make this transition happen. What kind of support will you require? Make a list right now. Do you need cheerleading and motivation, accountability, or a good dose of practicality every once in a while? Write these down. Next, think of people in your network of friends, family, former coworkers, anybody else who can support you during your transition. Who do you know who is always upbeat, positive, and forward-thinking? That's a great person to have on your team. Who do you know who's great to bounce ideas off of? That's another good person to have on your team. And here's a bonus tip. Find at least one person to help hold you accountable to your goals. You need someone to help keep you on track. Take a few moments now to think about who you can add to your dream team. Finally, ask them for the help you need and be specific. Tell them exactly what you need help with and how they can best support you. Don't expect people to read your mind and know what you need. I've made that mistake before with my husband. Tell them and let them know how much you appreciate it. Whether you choose friends, a coach, mentorship, support group, or a combination of all of these, have confidence that you'll be able to find and receive the guidance and help you need to move forward with your dream career. Key number three was build your career transition dream team. Now, guys, it's time for action. I have two offers to help you take action. One is a $25 coupon for my services, and the other is the offer for a complimentary consultation if you're serious about finding your ideal career. What action steps will you take as a result of listening to this audio? You've gotten information from this audio that you can implement right away. But how many people do you think listen to audios like this and don't implement the ideas? A ton of people don't. That's why they need support. I specialize in working with people like you to identify their ideal career path and successfully make the transition. My first offer is a $25 coupon for individual or group coaching services. Visit my website at halliecrawford.com. That's HalleCrawford.com. And click on career coaching on the main menu bar at the top. Here is where you can learn about my individual and group coaching services. Contact me to find out more about these services and to use your coupon, mention 3 Critical Keys audio coupon, and you'll get your discount right away. The second offer is an invitation to schedule a 45-minute complimentary phone consultation with me to discuss how individual or group coaching can help you identify your ideal career path and make it happen. It's free. There's no obligation to hire me. And I'm actually very selective about who I work with. But I'd be happy to talk with you if you are serious about and committed to finding your ideal career. This consultation isn't for everybody, and I do want to be clear and upfront. It's not a free coaching session. It's about determining if hiring me as your coach is the right investment for you to make at this time. So visit HallieCrawford.com right away. And click on Contact on the far right of the main menu bar at the top. Or contact me at Hallie, H-A-L-L-I-E, at HallieCrawford.com or 404-228-6434. Coaching can change your life. So if you're serious about making a change, sign up and we will have a great session together. And by the way, if you're not ready to commit to individual or group coaching, that's okay. Visit my online store at HallieCrawford.com for other products and services I offer to help you identify your ideal career. Don't wait. Get started today. Your ideal career is waiting.